Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix, and you can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness in the U.S. economy, the world economy, and within each of us for all things of an economic and financial nature, and to do so under grace. We do this by opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, who we are by divine right, to be instruments of peace. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm glad to share with you today's message from God, from the book of the same title, page 192. Look beyond the storm. Get the message. Be grateful. Look beyond the storm. Get the message. Be grateful. This is a message that I don't know about you, but I oftentimes forget. And yet, when I align with this message, it makes so much sense. Looking is to direct one's eyes or attention in order to see. And we're told exactly where to look. When things happen, when crisis happens, when the storm shows up in any form it takes in your life, whether it's a physical storm, like a hurricane, or an earthquake, or one that's coming. Those of us who live in South Florida, we have a lot of experience with hurricanes, and we're told in advance that they're coming. Whether it's a storm in one's relationship, one's business, one's financial security in their bank account, we are told, look beyond the storm. Direct one's attention, one's eyes, in order to see, to search, pay attention, be the observer. We oftentimes get caught up in it because we're not the observer. We get caught up because we get attached to the result. We're asked to be the observer. Look, as an observer looks. And we're told to look beyond, as in yonder, further away, outside the reach of, to something more and better. So when we're looking straight into the storm, all we can see is the storm. When we see and hear about a hurricane coming, we'll use that as for example, those who go there start anticipating, they think the worst, oh my God, what could happen? And yes, they get prepared, but they get prepared for crisis, and they get into a crisis mode, and there's certain value there, and yet if you get caught up in that, your emotions get really wired, and you're ready for the storm. You cannot transform the storm as long as you're caught up in the storm. And we are told, get the message. And this is really important. Be grateful. Looking beyond, further than, to something more and better, outside the reach of. I believe if we're still looking with our own eyes, from a physical perspective, we are looking within our normal reach. We're told to look beyond, and I would share with you from a higher perspective, outside the reach of physical understanding, a physical perspective. And to get the message, message means communication. To get a message, communication sent between people. That's a message. An additional message is an inspired communication. Right out of the dictionary, inspired communication. Message means communicate. Communicate means send. And inspired means to breathe in. To motivate by divine influence. To arouse a feeling. And we're told the feeling to focus on is gratefulness. And I can share with you, just dealing with the hurricane, whatever the hurricane is in your life, here in South Florida for 5 years, this will be our sixth season, I have been leading hurricane meditations. And believe me, I had no idea really what I was doing when I started it. I was guided. I was following divine message, inspired communication. And no matter what people said the storm was coming, how large it was, where it was intended to go, we never focused on that. We focused on love. We always focus on love. We see the beauty in the storm, and we send it love. And we are grateful, for it always has a message. And we ask the message, what does it want us to know? From detachment, without concern about the good or bad of it, we receive it with love, and there's always a higher message beyond normal comprehension. And it's simple, and it's love. And we receive it with gratefulness, and we send more love. And miraculously, storms invariably are shifted. They are transformed. They take a path of the least destruction, affecting the least amount of people and the least amount of physical things like oil rigs and the like, or highly populated areas. And they downgrade. And it happens almost instantly. We can apply this same to the upsets and hurricanes in our life. I believe you will find much peace, harmony, and prosperity. And the storm will be transformed. And you will function at a higher level. You will stay aligned with this energy, this inspired thought. You will feel gratefulness. And your gratefulness will beget more gratefulness. And what is gratefulness? Pleasing. You will feel pleased. You will feel thankful. You welcome the opportunity to learn and respond at a higher level. That's the getting we're asked to focus on. Get the message. Be willing to receive the message versus being stuck in the storm. Be your I am presence. We're told, be grateful. I am grateful. Be grateful. I am thankful. I am pleased. And we can only be in this state when the hurricane is there in any part of our life, when we are willing to look beyond and look within, listen within, for the more and better. We cannot get the message and live in this state of real grace and gratefulness and allow more good things to happen to us, to attract more good things to us, and to transform the appearance of the storm, the hurricane, and the upset when we are looking at it straight on with human eyes. Only when we're willing to come within, look with inner eyes, listen from a higher place, be the observer, not caught up in the storm. Step outside. Listen to the inspired message, communication, the divine influence. Allow yourself to be motivated by the divine influence. That's inspire. That's the ultimate message, a message. From communication to send to an inspired communication. Inspired communication is to breathe in, inspire, to motivate by divine influence. So we have an opportunity right now for whatever storm, and the major storm in all of our lives is this economic unrest. Some feel it's like the next Great Depression. Some feel it's the crisis of all crises. The world seems to be tumbling down. We have an opportunity to not get caught up in all that. And yet I understand if you have. And you may be personally feeling affected. Me too. And yet we have an opportunity to take a higher path, to look beyond the storm, look inside reach beyond the human observation, past what appears to be, paying attention as the observer, listen for the inspired communication, that message, and to move all things by arousing this feeling of love inside of us, to motivate by divine influence and feel grateful that we have been asked to be part of this solution that can only truly come when we are aligned with the divine. So I invite you right now to join me in meditation, to become the vessels of pure love who we are, to transform the appearance of an economic meltdown to a world filled with peace, harmony, and prosperity for all. I ask you now, I invite you to join me in breathing into your heart center. Breathing long, deep, slow breaths. Simple, easy, yet deep breaths. See the light outside, the sun, the moon, the stars, joining you inside, breathing into this light inside of you. Watch the light, and as you breathe into it, see it expand. Slow yourself down. There's infinite time. Breathing into this light. Nice, gentle, deep breath. As you do, see this light pulsating within you, drawing you like a magnet closer and closer to it. Notice the color. Green, pink, red, orange, yellow, blue, purple, black, white. It could be any combination or simply one. I'm in green. Breathe into this color. Allow yourself to be one with this color inside. Breathe it in. As if you're drinking in the most magnificent tasting water ever. And it's replenishing every cell and atom of your body. As if you stepped into this most magnificent warm pool. There's a waterfall overhead. You're simply absorbing this highly enriched water, the minerals, wow, you feel such peace, and it's lukewarm, just simply delightful. You can swim in this forever, and you allow yourself to simply rest, float there in this pool, a magnificent, enriched water. Feeling the peace as the water penetrates every cell and atom of your being. And you see this light traveling through your entire being now. there, reaching out from your heart center down to your legs, through your hips, your thighs, your knees, your legs, your ankles, your feet, and your toes. It's magnificent. You are glowing this rich, rich color, this love essence across your chest, your shoulders, your upper arms, your elbows, your lower arms, your hands, your fingers. Feel the power, the love pulsating through the palms of your hands now and your fingertips. Feel this love. Feel so grateful for this opportunity to be one with divine love. Look again into your heart center. See this love, this light radiating up, all the way up past your lungs, your throat, your face, going through all your sinuses, your nose, your ears, your eyes, top of your head. It's tingling. And you are aglow. You are a magnificent radiating star, a magnificent radiating center of love. Allow this light inside of you to reach out in all directions, as if you are in the center of this magnificent circle, this energy center of love. And you and the circle are one. You are bathed and radiating love, love, and more love. Being one with your breath, sending it out, and looking beyond yourself, seeing with your mind's eye each of us on the call, feeling the magnificence of all of us now, the energy, the power, the love that's here right now. And allow this love and light from your heart center to join with each of us on the call. We are one magnificent, radiating center of love, pulsating 90 billion megahertz of love light. See the golden white light within you, whatever color you are radiating. See the golden white light right there with you now. Know you are blessed, and you have been chosen to be a vehicle of God's expression now, to bring peace, harmony, and prosperity within yourself, within all, with habit Mother Earth now. We focus our attention directly on Mother Earth, for we are now higher beyond Mother Earth. Our spirit is huge. Our unified spirit is one with the divine. See Mother Earth spinning there, her beautiful blues and whites. And from our unified heart center, we send out three clear, long, deep breaths. We see and feel love, love, and more love. Together, breathe in love. Send out love and see it spin around all of Mother Earth. Again, see her glow with our unified lights, 90 billion megahertz of golden white light, spinning around Mother Earth now, sending love, love, and more love. One more time, together, breathing in, holding it, and sending it out ever so gently, clear intention of love. And now we focus our unified attention on key economic centers in the world, influencers, or the appearance of influencers in the world. The four key states, countries as they are called, and their leaders and their analysts, whatever their particular titles are irrelevant. We focus on the United States and its capital and leaders. We focus on France, its capital and leaders. We focus on Germany, its capital leaders. We focus on China and its capital and leaders. Oh, and there's a fifth, England. We focus on England and its capital and leaders. Focus your energy simultaneously on these five nations and their specific leaders. We're sending love, 90 billion megahertz of love. See it circulate among these nations, making a loop around and around, sending it out as a clear funnel, reaching all simultaneously, very clear. Focus your energy there as you are sending light from one single magnifying glass that spreads it out clearly to all nations simultaneously, specifically to their nation's leaders. Sending love. And listening inside for their message. What is it they want us to know? You'll get it. Listen inside to their message, to their concern, to their alertness. Yeah. There's a lot of concern about me and I. We understand. They all have their agenda. We bless you and thank you. We're here to ask, to make a special request that you choose a path for the highest and best good for all concerned. Choose a path, the highest and best good for all concerned. Absolute least damage. There's been more than enough. Least destruction for all. The path, the highest path, the path of the divine. Now under grace. Choose your economic decisions for the path under grace, the highest and best good for all now under grace. As you continue to send out 90 billion megahertz of unified love, see our magnifying glass sending it out, pure light, dissolving all thoughts and decisions that are other than God's highest will now under grace, and leaving in their place the highest vibration of love. feel unified love simultaneously sent from our unified heart. Love, love, and more love. 90 billion megahertz of love shining on these nations' leaders. So they will look beyond the immediate storm, get the higher message, be grateful, and take the highest path, the path of the divine, now under grace. Continue to hold this feeling of divine love passing through you, through us, 90 billion megahertz of love to these leaders, economic decision makers, that they will have the inner strength to speak up, stand up, for the highest and best good for all now under grace. Feel that peace in your heart center. Know it is done. It is done. Feel this gratefulness as you look again. Feel your heart center, feeling this warmth, this love, this thankfulness. Thank each of these nation's leaders. Thank each on the call as you bring back your energy into your own heart center for joining up with you now for this special sacred moment. Now go inside and thank your higher self and your mind and your body and your spirit for allowing you to be part of this sacred moment, to be a vessel of pure peace and love. And know that you too, wherever there is a storm in your life, there is a higher message. Simply bathe it in love. Become the observer of that world, of your world. See it as God sees it. Feel the love. See it transformed. Know it is done. Be at peace, dear ones. Time to come back. Breathe into your heart center. Nice, gentle breaths as we began. Seeing the light inside, reaching out with you, reaching up to your mind's eye, coming back with you right now as you come back into our physical world, breathing in and again feeling your hands and fingers and the top of your head, the tingling. Simply wiggle them ever so gently. Sway your head back and forth. Breathe. Breathe. And know you are one with the divine. So wherever you are, whatever you are facing, the divine inspired message is here for you now. Simply come back to your heart center Become one with this light. Breathe in this love. Listen as the observer. Bless the situation. See it with love. Shine God's divine love on it now. And know, believe, and trust. All is well. It is done, and it is done. God bless. Namaste.